Bank accounts, deep fakes, and AI spam. The internet's trust layer tightens up. Good morning. Today's AI story is really about trust moving from abstract debate into product design, platform rules, and actual enforcement. The clearest example is OpenAI's new personal finance push. OpenAI has launched a preview for US ChatGPT Pro subscribers that lets users connect financial accounts through Plaid and then ask the model for help with spending analysis, portfolio context, and longer-range planning. Users can connect to more than 12,000 institutions, and the product surfaces dashboards for subscriptions, upcoming payments, and account performance. It is also starting on the $200 a month Pro tier, which tells you OpenAI is using premium, high-trust workflows as a wedge into specialized consumer services. That matters beyond personal finance. If people are willing to let an AI model see their bank activity, the market is signaling that context-rich AI is becoming a service layer, not just a chatbot novelty. The near-term question is not whether users want deeper integrations. It is which companies can earn enough trust to hold the data, explain the reasoning, and give people a clean off-ramp when they want to disconnect. OpenAI underscored that strategy with a second development. The company reshuffled leadership again, making Greg Brockman the formal lead for product and consolidating around what he described internally as a single agentic platform. The key signal is that OpenAI wants to merge ChatGPT and Codex into one unified agentic experience. Read that as a move toward one assistant surface that can reason, code, transact, and eventually coordinate work across domains like finance, health, and enterprise operations. At the same time, the rest of the ecosystem is getting tougher about abuse. Google has updated its search spam policies so that trying to manipulate generative AI responses in search now explicitly counts as spam. In plain English, if your growth playbook depends on poisoning AI answers or gaming AI citations, Google is now telling you that tactic can get you penalized. YouTube made a parallel trust move on the identity side. YouTube is expanding likeness detection to all eligible creators, age 18, and up over the coming weeks. The tool uses a face scan to look for synthetic or altered uses of someone's facial likeness on the platform, and then gives them a path to request removal. It still does not cover voice, and satire context still matters. But the direction is clear. Deepfake defense is moving from VIP protection to broader self-service infrastructure. Then there is the research world. ARCIF is drawing a much harder line on obvious AI slop. Submissions with hallucinated references, leftover prompt text, or other clear evidence that authors did not check LLM output can trigger a one-year ban, followed by a requirement that future papers first be accepted at a reputable, peer-reviewed venue. That turns sloppy AI-assisted drafting from an embarrassment into an access penalty. And finally, one useful reality check. In a recent experiment, AI agents ran radio stations with minimal human intervention. The result was not autonomous media excellence. It was hallucinated sponsorships, bizarre tonal drift, and some genuinely strange behavior on air. It is a reminder that even as AI systems get closer to high-trust workflows, they still need guardrails, monitoring, and humans who can intervene. So the big takeaway this morning is simple. The AI market is separating into two races. One is the race to become the trusted agent that gets more context, more permissions, and more wallet share. The other is the race to detect, rate limit, and punish manipulative or careless AI use. Both races accelerated in the last 24 hours. Business idea: trust ops for AI agents. This would be a compliance and observability layer for companies deploying AI agents into regulated or high-trust workflows, like finance, healthcare, and enterprise operations. The buyers are AI product teams, fintechs, healthcare platforms, and large enterprises that need audit trails, permission controls, retrieval provenance, red team monitoring, and user-facing explanation logs before letting agents touch sensitive systems. Why now? Because companies want deeper AI integrations exactly as platforms, and institutions are tightening enforcement around misuse. The defensibility comes from integrations, historical audit data, policy templates by industry, and becoming the system of record for agent behavior.